We're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, about 7 lines down, 8 lines down. So it says, Tanya Bei Rabbi Yishmael. We have the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael. They learned Yotzer Mitzvilim Be'er Shabbos and Kol Shechi. Even though you can't go out with those things that you might use for your trade on Erev Shabbos right before dark, but you could go out with tefillin on Erev Shabbos right before dark. My time. What's the reason why I could do that? Given over Rabbi Rav Huna Chayven L'Mashu between L'Kol Shav V'Shav Kavachom Ritzitz. Since Rabbi Rav Huna says that a person is supposed to touch his tefillin and realize he has tefillin on every single time that he has on, Kavachom from the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol used to put on top of his head, Matzitz Shembo Elaz Karachas. Just like the tzitz, which only has one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodosh Hashem, and Matorav HaYal Metzchot Tamin, it has to be on your forehead at all times. You're not supposed to remove your mind from it. Tefillin which has many mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has come to become even more so. You shouldn't remove your mind from it. Therefore, you're going to remember it. Tani, we learn in a braisa. Chanani Omer, Chanani says, Chayvin L'mashu V'gado Erev Shabbos HaKashaycha. A person is supposed to touch his clothing and move around his clothing on Friday right before it gets dark. So you have to check your clothing to make sure you have nothing in your pockets. Rav Yosef Hilchos Rapsa L'Shabso. This is a big halacha when it comes to Shabbos to make sure you know what's in your pockets. Lo Yafalos Kalev, you shouldn't delouse your clothing. So the Gemara says, after the two dots, Yiboylehu. Lo Yafalos Kalev Yom Shem Yaruk, we shouldn't do it during the day because we're afraid you're going to kill it. Rav Yelazar Yitanyam Rav Yelazar Horakina B'Shabbos Kilu Kore Gamal. If you kill a kina, even a louse on Shabbos, like you killed a camel, and therefore you're chayav for it. And the second one is that you're not supposed to read by the light of the fire because you might come to turn the flame. Because remember back then they used to have those lamps that looks like Aladdin's lamps. So the oil was on one side and on the other side there was a little wick. You used to turn the lamp in order to get the wick filled with oil. Or both reasons are shemiyata. Don't delouse your clothing or read by the light of the fire because you might be shemiyata by both of them. So toshma, in poilim, vein korlo on air. Number one, we don't delouse. And number two, we don't read by the light of the candle. Mi alim masnisin. So we say, wait, that's no better than our Mishnah. That doesn't prove anything. So toshma number two, in poilim or on air, vein korlo on air. We're not allowed to delouse in front of the candle and we're not allowed to read in front of the candle. Elim alach shom rabelius chanani vechizkia ben garon. These are some of the alachs that they learned in the attic of chanani vechizkia ben garon. Shmamina, detrava shemiyata, shmamina. It must be. Both of them are shemiyata. We're worried about moving around, but not because killing a louse on Shabbos is considered like you're killing a camel in your chayiv. That's not the reason. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Atil Lahavim Big Dula Big Deisho. Even if you're using the candle to tell the difference between your clothing and your wife's clothing, so you don't put on the wrong thing, nonetheless you can't use it. Amar Rava, no Amar Lid Bnei Mechuzah. It's only by Bnei Mechuzah Vel Bnei Dechaklisa. But if you're from Chaklisa, a different area, Medi Yadi. Well, then it's well known. You don't have to worry about that. But Bnei Mechuzah, but Ude Bnei Mechuzah Nami Lo Amar Lid Zekenos. That's only by older woman. All the elders Medi. Idea. Also, by younger women, you don't have to worry. That's well known, so you don't have to worry about that. So, it's talking about an impolim berushas rabim mishnah kavod. You don't delouse in the rishas rabim because of honor. I mean, it just looks disgusting that you're trying to get rid of the lice on your clothing. Kiyotibo. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah says, "In dosan apik tivis in berushas rabim mishnah kavod." You don't make people throw up in the rishas rabim because of kavod. It's just that's disgusting. You can't do stuff like that. Hamathlas Caleb, somebody who delouses clothing, molo vizorik uvashal yarug. You can squeeze and then throw it away, but you can't kill the louse. Avasholom and those are uvashal yimlo. Well, you should take it and throw it away, but you can't squeeze the louse because that'll kill it. Amr Huna halacha molo vizorik. We have the halacha. It says Rav Huna that you can squeeze it and then throw it zol kavoda, and that's fine. I feel the whole even during the week because it's so dangerous. Rabba Mekatalu, Rabbi used to kill them on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Mekatalu says to Rav Sheshes, used to kill them on Shabbos. Rava Shadul Lekana Demaya, Rabbi used to throw the lice inside a bucket of water. Amr Lo Menachem Lebante, Menachem said to his daughters, Ketulin, kill them. Ashwin Le Kala Desem Vasi, I want to hear them drown. That's what he said. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Mayin Hogan is Machol of Shabbos, but Rav Shimon Elazar says you shouldn't kill a flea on Shabbos. Do you Rav Shimon Shammai? That's the words of Shammai. Beisol Matirin. Beisol says. You were allowed to kill a flea on Shabbos. Chayin of Rishim and Elazar, or maybe Rishim and Gamliel. Rishim and Elazar said in the name of Rishim and Gamliel, "Im Meshadech and Tinoches Lares." You can't be Meshadech a Tinoch, the young girls, in order for them to get engaged. Lo Tinoch Lamdo Sefer Lamdo Umnes Seimin Achem Avim V'Makar Yecholim B'Shabbos Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says not only can you not put up a shidduch to get engaged on Shabbos, you shouldn't have a child go to learn in the school or do anything like that. Or to teach him a trade, and we can't be Menachem Avelim, can't be Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. That's what Beis Shammai says. By all those things, we have a problem with all those things because that's what you do during the week, right? And we say Chafatzecha Asurin, your things are going to be also on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Matir, but Beis Hillel says that all of them are mutter for different reasons. Most of them because they're Divrei Shamayim. There are things that are mutter because they're all technically mitzvos, getting married, setting up a shidduch, I should say. or teaching Ketorah, teaching an umnis, right? Nichol Mavein Biker Cholim. Ten Rabbanon. Nichol Zvakar Zechola Omer. If somebody goes to do Biker Cholim on Shabbos, and Bezim, and all the corner, Bezim, Omer, he says the following. Shabbos, and Lizok, Rufu, Krova, Lavo. It's Shabbos, we can't cry out, but the Rufu should come speedily. Remeir Omer, right? Remeir says, Yechol Ishit Rachim. You're allowed to say, Shabbos will have Rachim on you, that Shabbos will end up having mercy on you. May Hashem have mercy on you and all the sick people of Bnei Yisrael. That's what you should say. Rabbi Yossi, you should say, Hashem should have mercy on you among all the whole Yisrael. Vishivto Vishalom. So Shebna, the many Rishalim said when they entered, they would say Shalom. When he would leave, he said, Shabbos Milizok, Rufukar Velavoy, his Rachamim are very great. Shitu Vishalom, you should have your Shabbos in peace. Kamanos, Hodom, Rechininim, Yishosho, Vizobez, Tarshir, Venom, Visokal Israel. Somebody has a sick person inside his house, you should include him along among all the other people who are sick among Bnei Israel. Come on, Rabbi Yossi. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi. But Rechininim, Bekoshi, Yetu, Lenacham, Avil, Levakar, Holom, Vishabbos. It was difficult, says Rabbi Chanina, but they mattered to do Nicham Avelim Bir Kocholim on Shabbos itself. Okay, new statement of Rechana, Ki Avi Yazlin Abasir to Rabbi Elazar Lushula B'tapichin B'tapicha. Rabbi Rechana says, we walked behind Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar is a student of Rabbi Yochanan, to ask how the sick people were doing Zimna Amar Mokim V'yifaked Cholosham. Sometimes we would say, Hashem should remember you in peace. Zimna Amar Rachman Yad Karincha. Shalom. Others say he said Hashem should remember you in peace with the word Zachar. How could you do that? A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic. Anybody who asks for his needs in Aramaic, the Malachi Asharis are not able to listen to him because Malachi Asharis do not recognize the Lashon Arami, so you're not supposed to do that. No, it's different by a sick person, because you're not dealing with the Malachim, you're dealing with the Shekhinah itself, because the Shekhinah is with the sick person, Amar Vanan, Amar Rav, Ranan says the name of Rav, Minaj Shekhinah, so it is a whole, how do we know the Shekhinah satisfies a sick person? Now Hashem, he said, in honor of the boy, Hashem should give him what he needs on the bed of sickness. Tanu Yaku, you have a price like this, and Echel's Vakar is a whole, somebody goes in to be Mavakar Cholim, Lo Yishol Gabi Mita, Lo Gabi Kisa, Lo Misat, Vi Yoshe, Lo Fano, Minaj Shekhinah, Lo Mala, Mirosh, Shekhola. He shouldn't sit down in a bed, nor on top of a chair. Rather, he should wrap himself in a towel, sit in front of him, because the Shekhinah is above the head of the Cholosh. Hashem, he said, Hashem should give him what he needs upon the bed that he's on, so upon the sick person. So you shouldn't sit on the bed itself or the kisa itself, obviously wrapped, because the Shekhinah is there. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Cholosh and makes sure he has what he needs. Shlamar, Hashem yisadenu aris tavoy. Hashem will make him a s'uda aris tavoy while he's sitting on that sick bed. Okay, all that is dealing with Biker Cholim itself. Now, two dots. Lo yikra lorna, you can't read by the light of the flame. Amar Rabba, afilu gavoh shnei komos. Even if the flame is two stories high, you can't use afilu shnei mardos. Even if it's two lengths away from you and there's no way to be able to get there, even if it's 10 houses, one on top of the other, it does not make a difference. None of that makes a difference. You can't use it. So we say, if you have one person, then he can't read by the light of a candle, but two people is fine. But your brother says, not one, nor two. It depends. If they're both doing one thing, they'll remind each other, and then it's mutter to read by the light of the candle. But if they're doing two separate things, then it's not that big of a deal. Then it is a big deal, because neither one of them realize what the other person is doing, they'll come to be shemiyata. But if it's a torch, even if it's 10 people, then it's going to be usher. The reason why it's going to be over there, that's they're going to be sitting really far away from another. They're not going to recognize what each person is doing. They're going to come to turn it a little bit toward themselves. So then we usher it completely. But if he's an anu chashuv, and that's what he's used to, right, then it's mutter. Right? We say, you shouldn't read by the light of a candle because we're afraid you're going to be yate. Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha said, I'm going to read by the light of a candle, the light of a lamp. I'm not going to do anything wrong. One time he was reading on Shabbos, and he wanted to turn it on. How great are the words of the Chachamim? They said not to do so. Look what I almost did. Rabbi Nelson said, no. He actually did read Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha, and he did turn the lamp. Because when he wrote in his notebook, and Shimon ben Elisha, I did it. I read, and I turned the Nair on Shabbos. When the third base of Mitzvah is built, I'm going to bring a Chata Shemena, fattened Chatos. And that was Adam Rabbi Abba, Shani Rabbi Shmuel, and Elisha, homies also a different Torah kahedyot. The reason why he's different is because he puts himself on different Torah like a hedyot. So therefore, because of that, he didn't even think about what he was doing. So a Talmud Chacham normally is going to be perfectly fine. And it's an Adam Chashuv, it's going to be Mutter. We're not worried about Shemiyate. But because Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha was like a little kid when it came to learning, therefore he didn't have that heter, and that's why he was Shemiyate. But normally, Talmud Chacham, they have the heter. Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Shamish, Boydek, Kaisos, who goes to learn air, that a Shamish, you know, a servant, would be able to check cups and plates by the light of a candle to see if they need anything, if they need to be washed. Tani Yidach Lo Yivtok, and another person says he can't. It depends on what type of a shamish we're talking about, right? If it's a shamish that's kavua, he shouldn't check because he's afraid of his master. If he finds something disgusting and checks whatever it is, we're choshish that he's actually going to do atia. But it's a shamish enu kavua, what does he care, right? He doesn't have to check everything. So therefore, he's not going to check so well, and we're not worried about shemiyata. Mibayzema, another way of looking at this, we say, hava ha b'shamish kavua, both of them are with the shamish kavua, lo kashav and a mishka, hava and afto. One is when we're dealing with oil, right? And one is when we're dealing with neft. Neft smells a lot. Then it's mutter. Why? Because we're not worried about shemiyata, right? Since it's nafta, the flame that we're talking about is made of nafta, we're not worried about shemiyata. But the mishka, the oil, that a person could shemiyata, you're not going to think about it. Iboilu, shamash eni kavua b'mishka mahu. Let's say it's a shamash eni kavua, right, which said it's mutter, but it's oil. Then what's the halacha? So Rav, halacha v'imorikin, it's halacha. Yeah, in theory, yeah, if it's shamash eni kavua, you're fine. But we don't teach people to do that because we're afraid of Shemiyata. No, it's halacha, and you can teach a person that way as well. It's fine. Rabbi Yirmiyah himself, who says that it's halacha, he came to the house, the area of Ravasi. Come Shame Kabadalinhur de Shraga. So the Shamish got up and he checked by the light of the candle. Amalei Divisu, his wife said, Malo Avid Hachi. Wait, but you don't do that. Right? What are you doing? I'm a little shavke, Rabbi Svirulai. He said, leave him alone. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah, so he holds like his rabbi, and that's perfectly fine. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, right? He holds halacha morikin, and that's perfectly fine. So the shamish holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, so he's perfectly fine. Two dots. Be'emes amru chazan, etc. That a chazan is allowed to see what the kids are doing. So we say, v'amarta, reisha roa. Right? But the reisha says, roa, my lovely crows. Right? Don't we mean that that's to read itself? Lo, l'sadu rashi parashi Yosef. What it means is to be l'sadu the rashi parashi Yosef. He's allowed to look and see what chapters they're on, and that's that. But not any more than that. He can't do the whole parsha with them. He can do the beginning of the parsha to make sure there's shugur b'fiv and to make sure everything's right there, to check little things right over there, but you can't mamish read inside. Top of the daf, the little kids by the Rebbe's house, they could be mesader, lichat chilo, the parshios, and they could read by the light of the fire. You would say, Rosh parshios of, okay, either it's not just the parshios, it's the Rosh parshios, that's one way of looking at it. You would say, well, maybe the kids are different. Because the fear of their master is upon them, the fear of the teacher is upon them, they're not going to come to turn anything, they're not going to do anything wrong, and that's why it's motor, but otherwise it would be usur. Okay, that brings us into two dots, and you give them a lot of, we'll stop right there.